You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallow's are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallow's are here. The Swallow's are here.
That's right,
believe it or not, we have made it. We're back. And that song reminded me of something.
What?
We're going to get house robes.
Yeah.
You think if people would want to buy a house robe? We want to know.
And everything swallowed. You've just been swallowed.
Yeah. And you have just been swallowed house robe.
I think it's a great idea.
Why not? I think people would love it.
Yeah.
Well.
Put on your house robe and your fluffy shoes.
That's right. And so we need to get monogrammed shoes maybe that say ESP.
Oh, ESP.
ESP right on the toes.
There you go. That sounds fantastic. Well, it's been a crazy couple weeks.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has been so crazy. All right, check it out. For some reason, this thing is kind of weird. Ba-ba. We're the Swallows.
The holidays are almost over.
I know. New Year's is tomorrow. Oh, no. Day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go so fast.
It's going to go so fast.
Everything happens so fast.
So fast.
Anyways, what? Do it. I feel all discombobulated. I've been all over today, so I'm going to let you kind of be in charge.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Because my brain is going a million
Never
miles an hour.
Let me be in charge.
Because I've just been doing television, radio, and running my mouth all day. So
yeah, you're good at it. Well, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Today's Monday.
Yeah.
And we just got a call from my daughter, Ariel, that she's coming into town.
Yeah.
Because someone bought her an anonymous plane ticket home.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
So it's someone who listens to this podcast?
Yeah.
Purchased our daughter a flying airplane ticket.
Yeah.
So she could come home for the first week of 2020?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty great. Pretty great. I'm excited. She flies in at 10 o'clock tonight, maybe 10:30.
I'm going to be there. I'm staying up late just so I can go and help get her.
Oh,
her up.
It's going to be super late for you.
Yeah, I'll just get to bed by 11:30, 12. Get up at 3:30.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
All right.
3.5 hours.
Okay.
I'll take a little nap. After we do the podcast, I could take a little nap.
Yeah.
And like a little hour or two.
It's probably what you should do.
Yeah, I only get about 5 hours anyways. So if I take 2 hours and then go and then pick her up and then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I wonder who it was. Was it Brad? Because Brad's already. What's the good news? Someone bought our daughter an airplane ticket and she's coming home tonight just for a visit. She's going to come visit us for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
We found out this earlier today. I think it's kind of weird that she kept the secret from us, though.
I know, right?
She doesn't use the
keep secrets. I think it's weird that she could keep it.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Brad, Dina, Shelley.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
There's someone else here. Road somebody there. Roadie boss.
I can't believe it.
Whoop, whoop. Yep.
So Ariel is coming home for the whole week.
The whole week.
She flies out Friday morning. Comes in tonight, out tomorrow morning.
So she flies in tonight and she leaves Friday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll take her to the airport Friday morning.
Yeah.
But I get to be there to get her.
You could probably, no, you can't because she's got to be there early.
Yeah, you'll take her and then pick me up from work.
Yeah. That's what I'll
put on your house.
I know, I'm excited. She's excited.
She's excited.
I have to run downstairs and make a bed for her because she's got no bed.
I know. She's going to have to sleep on the air mattress.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You know what? She could sleep with mom.
No.
That bed is plenty big enough.
Gross. Listen, a grown-ass woman does not want to sleep with her grandma, who's having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So she's going to be real loose in the sheets tonight.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know, I am the best daughter-in-law ever.
You're the best everything ever.
Because I'm taking her tomorrow.
Yeah, you are. You are. You don't have to perform it.
That's good.
You just got to go. What is
That's
up? Merry Christmas, Shelly. Did everyone get their Christmas cards?
I hope so. I have some Christmas cards here.
Oh, right. We have
that
Christmas cards.
I would like to thank people for sending.
No, your mommy's calling.
Oh.
Do you want to take it?
Nope. I'll call her back.
Okay. We really appreciate everyone who sent us Christmas cards. We got some gifts. We got the spin the bottle game. I got my tie-dye t-shirt that said, I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks. Not really sure where I'm going to wear that.
That's funny. Is that classy little cupcake?
Yeah, she said she's an asshole. She still has to mail ours. Y'all, real nice.
Oh.
You haven't even sent us a card. That's okay.
Okay. That's okay.
But it's going to be very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We'll get Ariel tonight. We're going to bed. I'll probably stay up all night.
We'll have to podcast. We'll have to podcast with
Ariel. With Ariel here?
When
yeah,
she gets
absolutely.
Here, yeah. So we can find out
she's
who this culprit is.
She's probably going to want to come home.
Yeah, it's someone's birthday.
It's in her purse. But that's okay. Bring it by.
Yeah, just swing it by the house. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
When you're
if
in
it's in your purse, that means you don't even have to get out of your car to mail it.
Yeah, you drive through the to-go.
Oh, that's what we did today.
The to-go mailbox box.
When I sent my monthly Christmas card to the landlord.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Well, let me look here at these Christmas cards that we have. Oh, Josie. We love you, Josie.
Josie.
She loves her socks.
Josie loves her socks.
I love it. I love the super glittery green one.
I like the glitter cards.
From Miss Cindy.
I like a lot of glitter.
Me too.
I'm not all glitter phobic.
Burley.
Burley's always.
No, I'm sorry.
It's
this
classy
is not
little
Burley.
Cupcake's
this is.
Birthday tomorrow.
What?
What? Or today, right now.
On New
nah,
Year's
I'm
Eve.
I'm confused here.
It's her birthday on New Year's Eve.
It's tomorrow, birthday. Man, you guys have become really close friends here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday tomorrow. Class little cupcake to you.
That's right.
All right, who else?
Keith, Stephanie, and Burley.
Keith, Stephanie, and Burley.
Burley?
It says Burley.
I think
but
so.
But I don't know Keith, Stephanie.
Yeah.
That's not Burley.
No, no. We already got hers. This is from Cassie. I love Cassie.
Oh, Cassie. She's
awesome. I love her. She's great. And then this one is from Pete. And he says he sees our Christmas card challenge and raises us next year pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so I can only wait to see
what
that photo
is going
to
be. Yep, absolutely.
Who is that one from? Oh, that was from Cindy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that's from the...
And this is from the Rosenthal family.
Rosenthal family.
Yes.
We ended up with like 20-some cards.
Isaac and the four-legged kids.
You better answer it.
Ladybug and
there
Dexter.
Could be something at your house.
Oh
you better answer it. She could have gotten a delivery.
All right.
Okay, so I ordered Shayna a sewing machine for Christmas. A really nice... What's up, Mary?
Hello.
I ordered her a very nice commercial-grade professional sewing machine. It was the whole Christmas budget on the entire family. On the sewing machine.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like it's got delivered today. Is it delivered?
Yep.
Yes, and it got delivered today. Oh, it's sleek. It's black. It's got a metal case. I can't wait to see her tomorrow. She's going to be sewing her little butt off. If you would like a custom jacket or coat or a pair of shorts or something like that, you just reach out to us. We're going to have all that stuff available. We are really honestly thinking about getting monogrammed house robes that say Everything Swallow Podcast on those. So those will probably be available in a very limited run, the Everything Swallow Podcast house robe and fluffy shoes.
Yeah.
But right now, who got a sewing machine? That's
so
what I thought.
Excited.
When I saw her call back again a second
she's
time,
too.
She's excited. We got to go over there now.
She's excited.
Well, that's good.
Or I can go tomorrow
no,
and take care
no,
of her.
No, no.
Huh. Okay, we can go tonight.
I want to get it. I want.
Let's
that's
go.
Fine. No, no, do it tomorrow. Because I got to work all day.
I know. You're almost done working all day.
Yeah, so I guess you could take me to work and then you could have the car. I could just take a bus or something to my second job.
I have to take your mother to a colonoscopy in the morning.
Oh, shit. Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
what time is that? Like 9?
About your work day a little
what time's
more.
What time is the butt look?
Because you're not at the hole, doctor.
Oh, man. You're going to be sitting in the lobby watching Netflix, playing your game, getting a neck ache. take headphones with you.
I don't.
And a
watch
next,
Netflix.
Well, you play your game with your head down.
I don't need headphones to play.
You might want to watch Netflix while you're waiting on
the game.
Why can't you just take the headphones? What the hell are you against headphones for?
I will take that.
Golly. Okay, that's fine.
Anyways.
So we, I guess we don't have to go get it. I'm very excited.
I can get it tomorrow afternoon when you get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be there when I get it.
I know. You should be.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll see. Maybe we'll go tonight, because then I can have it in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. See, it will be here, and then you and Ariel will be here. Well, you got the damn colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And that's in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Like 9 or 10?
I have no idea.
Well, you should know what time you got to take her.
Listen, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, then you can have all those hours before the colon.
It's going to be great.
Colon check.
Colon hole.
Oh.
Anyways.
Yes, you are a good daughter-in-law for being willing to perform a colonoscopy. You got the shitty shift tomorrow.
I do.
That's what Cupcake says.
I do. It seems like it never ends.
It never ends. That's what it's like when you're living the dream with this guy. Yep, that's the shift you get. At least you don't have to go to the airport by yourself.
No, I don't mind. I can go by myself. I used to do it all the time when I drove the Lyft.
You didn't. Not at nighttime. There's crazies
out
there
at
nighttime.
I would be out at the morning time. 4 in the morning. Crazies
out
then, too.
Well, they're less crazy at 4 in the morning. They're tireder.
Maybe. Anyways, it's going to be exciting. Tomorrow's going to be exciting, and now I got myself a machine so I can get shit together. I have some sewing projects that I have been putting off because my machine is skipping a stitch and breaking threads, and the list goes on
and on. Breaking the thread.
But
the
machine is over 11 years old.
And has sewn probably 6 miles. Of thread. If you put all your things
way more than 6 miles.
In a straight line.
Like 6,000 miles of thread.
Just that freaking blue robe.
Do you know how many bobbins I go through?
Well, the blue robe with
spools
the,
of thread.
With the, that you have to gather.
Yeah.
The old school way that you would make ruffles.
Yep.
That right there was like freaking 100 yards of sewing just to make a ruffle.
So much.
That's so cool. More than that.
So much. Yep. So much. What did you miss?
What did
we
you miss?
We just found out that Ariella's coming home.
Ariella's coming home.
Tomorrow.
Someone, an anonymous donor, well, not anonymous to her, but to us, bought her
a
round trip plane ticket
to
come and see us come home. She's a little homesick after, 2 months.
Yeah. Hey.
Her first time.
I get it. It happens.
It's her first time being away from home. So someone stepped it up and bought her a plane ticket so that she could come home. And then Shayna got a brand new sewing machine for Christmas. We decided this year to invest in the business, which is Shayna. And so we took all of our Christmas money for everything and got a sewing machine.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
Yeah, and it's nice.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm going to sew the shit right out of it.
It should just hum like a freaking Tesla.
It's going to go so fast.
The Teslas hum? Because it's electric.
They're all electric. Like, what are you talking about?
That's great. You look on your face for a second, like took a second. Oh, you got some old sewing machines. Well, maybe
so
it's time to upgrade. Shayna has 11 sewing machines. And their age range from 1880s to 2005.
Yeah, 6 is when we bought my last one. Yeah, that's pretty great. I don't know. I'm excited. Excited.
Yeah. That's very cool. Do you think we'll see much of Ariel?
I don't have any idea.
The license plate on her car is expired. So unless she's got another anonymous donor out there putting plates on her car.
Don't do that.
She ain't going anywhere.
Lemon. It is a lemon.
No, she could plate it and then I'll drive it while she's gone.
It has no oil in it and all four
tires
are
flat. I'll put oil
in
it and I'll air it up.
And I bet the battery's dead.
Well, we'll juice it up. We'll fix it up.
It's gross. You don't want to drive that car. It's dirty, dirty.
Ooh, what's the very first project are you going to do on your new machine to break it in?
I think hem some pants.
Hey, listen. Classy's got an embroider, a Disney machine.
What?
You could probably use that on your first project that you need to bang out on this machine, which are two Disney suits.
Ah, they're Disney jackets.
Yeah.
What do you do? I embroider their name in there?
Oh, tits. That would be so sweet.
I got to go to Class the Cupcakes house.
Yeah, go over there. Does it still work, or is it one of the ones that
That's
don't work?
That's your main one.
Yeah. Yeah, you could embroider their names in Disney. Or just in embroider just a Mickey on it.
Yeah, something.
Just on the lapel. I mean, it's Mickey Mouse material.
Yeah. Fabric.
Fabric, yeah.
The fabric.
Fabric. Oh, she doesn't have all the parts. That happens with these old machines.
I hate that.
Yeah, you start losing parts.
Makes you mad when you lose your zipper foot.
15 years old.
Yep.
Wow, machines can go 100 years old.
They run forever.
It'd be fun to put that one in the garage back to work.
I have probably made 1,000 things or garments on my sewing machine, the one I'm replacing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I would say so.
Because I had it during kids' church and everything way back in the day.
Well, I remember that one pageant you made like 90 angel costumes crap like that out of bed sheets.
I think it was like 50 angels. 50 angels for 18 months up to...
18 years.
Yep.
So that Absolutely. Was like your break-in. That's kind of... I think that's why we bought it was
no.
because of that...
We bought it because I was using my old Singer, the one that's under the table down there that I still use when this one acts up.
Right.
And I was pushing it so hard.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, you know what? You should have a newer sewing machine.
Yeah. And now you did.
Yep.
Again.
And now I do again.
And now a newer one.
I'm excited for it. I'm very excited. It's going to be fun. We're going to make some, I don't know. Mantis, I don't know.
We're going to make our own signature thing, like house robes, I'm telling you.
Good.
We're going to have moniker, everything swallow, podcast, house robes.
Coats. Yeah.
House coats and fluffy shoes.
What color do we make them?
Red. I think, right?
No,
no.
No, red.
That way they're good for every week of the month.
Gross. You're gross. It's not like you're going to use it for that.
But you could.
That's
good. What about, I guess white, bright yellow? Yes, Troy, we've made the announcement. Our daughter is coming back. We found out earlier today she's flying in this evening, late tonight.
Surprise trip.
To surprise us for New Year's. Someone anonymously purchased her a plane ticket round trip, but offered to send us nowhere.
I
want to get away.
That this is the better.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gift.
I'm sure. I miss her too.
She's homesick,
and I get it. You know, it's a whole new.
I talked to her
culture
tonight
shock
when she
moving
was
to
like,
a new city.
"Hey, mom, what are you doing tonight? You think you could pick me up at like 10 o'clock from the airport?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "I'm so excited! I can't believe it." Yeah.
What would she
nervous.
Have done if you'd have said no?
Taking a car?
I guess. She has friends here, right? Called her brother.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gone. No.
I think he's in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. He is in Keystone.
Yeah, he's up in the mountains.
So she'd have been out of luck if
he
would have said no.
He needs to get his butt down here.
Troy, I miss you too, bro. And that image of you at work today and nothing but your gun belt.
She gets to stay until Friday.
Yeah, she's here till Friday morning, and then they're out. Boom! Outie townie. And we're going to do a podcast with her while she's in town. We have to, you know, just kind of get her experiences. And what's great is that after tomorrow, I'm not working double shifts
right.
anymore. I'm only working the – I've just been filling in at the radio station for vacations. So I've been working mornings at the Fox Channel and then afternoons at Westwood just doing TV and radio, TV and radio.
Yep. For like 10 days straight.
My brain is tired.
I bet it is.
Yeah. And I got one more day of stuff I got to come up to talk about.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. And so when she's here, like New Year's Day, we could do a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And celebrate New Year's on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Because.
She'd probably get a hold of the boy and have him come home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
so
I gotta,
you can see her.
Oh, then we can talk about the Broncos. Ariel would love to talk about the Broncos, Mary. Now, what's fun about the Broncos game is it's the only game I have watched, except for the one that I went to, all season long. And the one that I went to, we lost by 1 point to a field goal that was kicked directly at us because we were on those north stands. And so, and now to be able to watch this game end in a W.
Was someone just called?
Win. Yeah, someone.
I just missed it.
I thought so.
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
To see him win by 1 point. Now, if that dude hadn't knocked that ball out of the air,
we would have lost.
That guy was open.
Yeah, we would have lost.
Yeah, because that receiver that he was going for was totally open.
Yeah.
And it would have been over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go Broncos.
There you go.
Now, here's my theory. I'm going to say this while I'm recording at the same time. I also was screaming at the television, Mary. They'll trade this kid. This Luck.
Oh, yeah. He's money now.
Lock, whatever his name is. Lock. He's worth money now. And John Elway is going to trade him off. And freaking next season, we're going to have Eli Manning.
Another quarterback
Brett
who
Favre.
Needs to come to die.
Yep. Freaking...
This is where you come to die?
Yep. Brett Favre is going to be here next season.
What did Marlon say? What do you call
an old colt?
A Bronco.
A Bronco. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what happened. We got the old colt, but now we're going to get an old giant. I know, Mary. I don't want to.
I hope that we keep him, but I agree with Sean.
Elway's done it.
Yeah.
What happened to Simeon?
It's all about the money.
Look at Simeon. Simeon was killing it. He steps in at the end of the season and takes us to some victories, and he looks good, starts some games, and then before you know it, we got Flacco. Flacco!
I don't know.
Yep. I did not. I
yes,
saw him rapping. Yeah. He was sitting on the bench rapping. I happened catch that, yeah. Locke was rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And that present was pretty.
What present?
He was rapping.
Oh, ah, ha, ha.
Come on.
No, that was dumb. That was laughing the other way.
I think that it's time that John might, you know, release some of the control of management, possibly.
What if the problem is John Elway?
It is. He picks all these guys.
That's the whole problem with the Broncos is him.
He picks them.
He doesn't want anyone to come in and be better than him.
This is the third year in a row we haven't gone to the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I stick by it. Bring back Tebow. I know. I got the song
Isn't
right
Isn't he a
here.
Baseball player what? Now?
He is a sportsman, which means football, baseball, golf. He could probably... play polo. I was going to say horse polo.
Instead of water polo.
But he could definitely play water polo. I have seen him swim. Tebow is awesome. It's Tebow time. He's old enough now. Where's my tea?
Horse polo.
Yep.
That's funny. I also was thinking of another thing he could do with a
Dina
horse.
Dina says she can't hear us. Maybe it's because we're talking about Tebow. I hope that's why.
I know.
Not for some other reason.
Hello?
Oh, well.
I think you can.
I don't know. Everyone else is. I hear. She hears. We all hear. Well, that's our sports segment. I think... Tebow is not still a virgin. He got married, or he got fianced, which is close enough to have intercourse.
Listen, are any virgins really virgins when they say they're a virgin? I don't think so.
What in the hell is that?
What?
Can any virgins be a virgin?
Yeah, no, when they're like, oh, I'm a virgin, they're not. You know...
No, I think
Christians
Tim,
do this second claim where I am going to be abstinent from now on.
Who did
not.
This?
Christians do it all the time.
Oh, that's true. The Reformation.
Yeah. It doesn't grow your hymen back.
I thought that it did. Spiritually?
No.
I think in symbol, in symbolically.
Yeah.
Symbolically, you grow a hymen. Like I'm going to symbolically regrow a foreskin.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. It's kind of the same principle.
I wonder how that's going to work for you.
Well, you won't be able to see it. Just like the invisible hymen.
Only you'll get to feel it?
Only I'll
It'll
know.
It'll only benefit you.
I will know it's there.
You're funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That could happen too.
You might be really tight.
Yep, with your money.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever.
I don't know, Shana. I think that Tim Tebow, in my heart, I believe, was a virgin.
All right.
Until he was 29, I think. I think Tebow was a virgin until he got it with this new girl that he's with now, I think.
Huh.
Listen, a guy like that doesn't date a bunch of beautiful women and models all through his college in 20 years and just go throw it away on some regular girl.
Oh, whatever. He's having sex the whole time. Watch.
How dare.
Dirty stories are going to come out about Tebow.
I don't want you to talk about Tebow that way.
Well, I'm just...
Jesus in a jockstrap's what we call him. I was looking for my song.
Oh, my God.
My Tebow song, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be great.
Be better organized.
Well, it's the way this stinking phone organizes things. It's not my fault.
Right.
You know? Because...
There's always something in the closet. That's exactly right, Dean Joe. There's always a skeleton or two, even if it's just a kneecap.
Tebow actually lives closet free. He did a segment on MTV's Cribs. It has no closets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, closet free.
Everything's just open.
Right out there and open.
All right. Wow.
What's up, Terry Furlow? Mary Poppins is here, Dina Joe. That's all I got for sports. I don't know anything now that the football's over. I think the ice team, the hockey game, the Avalanche is doing well. I think they're doing good.
The ice team.
Baseball will come
good.
Back in spring, and they'll be that. I think that we have a home team curling team.
No.
But I don't know how they're doing. Well, yeah, of course. They've got to qualify for the Winter Olympics. I saw it.
I don't know.
On
everyone has a team?
Oddity Sports Quarterly Manuals. Everyone has a... To Pamela and Anderson. Anderson. I thought it was Anderson. Pamela Anderson did not take Tim Tebow's virginity. She doesn't even have eyebrows anymore. You seen that? Pam Anderson got no eyebrows.
That's funny.
Give me a break.
Anderson, that's funny.
Yeah. and Pamela Anderson doesn't have eyebrows either.
Uh-huh.
She just has hair.
Not Pamela. Pamela.
Oh, Pamela. Well, now that makes sense.
That's
Pamela Anderson. I just immediately had to defend my little Tim.
I know. You got that's all. You got
that's
all
a sin. That's a sin. He doesn't do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Amanda.
Y'all do.
No.
Y'all do sometimes. With this hand and then this hand and then this hand.
That's the hand we used to pray to Jesus.
Uh-huh. You're praying hard.
Wow. What? Jesus in a jockstrap.
That's funny. It's good. It's over.
What?
The football.
Why?
The Broncos.
I missed all the games.
Because they're just so sad.
This last couple years.
They're
but, you
just
know,
so sad.
We can't all be New England Patriots.
I can't help but say England.
The New England Patriots. I don't know what their formula is. Money. They got money and they cheat. See, we don't cheat. And that's why we don't win.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's the thing.
I don't know.
And so the
but I think it's good. It's over.
But we do. I wish we could get a quarterback like that. The Colts, the Chiefs have got.
The Chiefs.
That guy
good.
Is really good.
I don't know his name, but he's young.
Football
and he's
guy.
Good.
Mr. Football. Oh, no. Mr. Football was.
He can throw with both hands.
Manziel. No, that was Johnny Football. He could throw with both hands, like granny style.
No. Spiral style.
Yeah, I saw that too. He threw with his left hand that one game.
Uh-huh. Showing off.
Yeah, and that was last year. Just imagine what he's throwing with this year. He's probably throwing with his feet.
Oh, I was going to say his...
Peter, you're going to say his Peter Pan.
Well, I was running through the yeah. what would be the best word?
Your face.
Say is cock.
Yeah. Your face is so funny.
Shooting it out his pee hole. Ping.
You fling it. Little flinger. I don't know what his name is, but he's a really good quarterback. Yeah, why good. Can't we get one like that?
Maybe Luck is like
so
that.
So he's young, too. And so I feel like that the Chiefs said, hey, here's this young guy. He can throw with his Peter. We should give him a chance.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Let him prove himself.
Yeah.
And like the rest of the team seems to like this Luck.
Yeah. And but Luck is young.
Nobody's going to stay here. Von Miller's going to have to leave. I mean, all these there's people are going to leave because we're just a losing team. Tina, she'd watch if it was Peter Toss.
Right? I would watch, too. Football would be way more interesting.
Just a bunch of guys named Peter out there.
Peter Sack Toss.
Huh. Well, I say we write the NFL.
Hmm.
Say, let's make this game more interesting.
That's funny.
Don't put the bad out there. I'm not putting the bad out there. I'm just trying to look at the trend of how Elway operates
it. They want the money.
And then these players, they don't want to stay with a team that can't go to the playoffs.
Right. They want the ring.
They want to go to the playoffs.
They want to go to the Super Bowl.
More money in the playoffs. You look better. You're more valuable in the future in the playoffs.
Right.
Once you start staying in a team that used to go to the playoffs, then all that luster, they start to forget. Well, you obviously aren't that good. Being the best guy on a team full of horrible people, or whatever you would say, is not the best person.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. You're only as strong as your weakest link?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe something like that?
Totally. No, yeah.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm done talking about football.
Wait, we just got started. No. We were on a roll.
Nah.
Oh, fine.
I feel like we've circled.
Hard pass on the Peters.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, that was our football talk. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for participating in Swallowed Football.
Okay. Wait. Oh, there it is. That's everyone reacting to the fact that we're going to stop talking about sports.
Yeah, good.
All right, good.
We don't.
What about ice skating? That's a sport.
Yeah. Is it anymore? It is really, though. It is very hard. They do really.
They do. Jump. They've got strong calves.
Yeah. They got to jump in the air while spinning on
I can't do that.
Tiny blades. They land.
I cannot spin on the ground just standing still.
Yeah. No. No, no, no. Nah, no. We're going to talk about New Year's.
New Year's, yes. We're not even going to get to party a little. Well, we'll party. We're going to do it during the day. Like, we're going to ring in New Year's tomorrow at noon.
No.
Why?
Because you'll be at work.
Oh, shit.
And I'll be at a colonoscopy.
Dang. All right. So, on New Year's Day, we're going to ring in. Reset. On New Year's Day, we will celebrate New Year's at noon. If anyone wants to have a 12-hour after New Year's party, just let us know. Because then I could come home at 9, 10 o'clock. We could have some food and have some drinks because I just got off of work.
Right.
And have some beverages and be like, oh, my God. And then we'll get, I've got a VCR right now. And we could get a tape out and we could film. I could set the timer on the VCR, and we could record the freaking thing from Times Square, throw that baby on at 10 in the morning, close the curtains and stuff like it's dark, have some drinks, woo, get some of the hats, because in the morning, go to Walgreens, those New Year's hats, super cheap.
Wow.
And the little spinner things and the...
It's a great idea.
I'm loving this. Who's in?
You just really ran with that.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I found a VCR. My father-in-law had four. Turns out he's got four of them. One of them is right out of the box. That's the one I got. What's she saying? She made it through security.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
She's capable of this.
All right. She's feeling like an adult.
Was worried I wouldn't know what to do, but I've done it.
All right. Look at this. She's growing up. She's learning so many things.
That's so
great.
Wait
till she has to do the whole thing at DIA.
Yeah.
That's a way, because I don't know what
And all of the construction.
Yeah, I don't know what airport she's even flying out of. where she's at. I don't even know where she's at. Huntington
Beach. She
says
it's small.
It's a little town. Well, yeah, compared to DIA.
Yeah. No, to LAX, it's a small little one.
Yeah. Ha ha. Good for her.
Yeah, good.
Well, that's, she had to, you know, kind of cut her teeth on a small airport.
She's excited. And now, she had to get a car to get there.
Yeah, good for her. As she should. She's a responsible young adult in her 20s riding on a free airplane ticket.
Absolutely.
And that, if, in case you're just joining us, we're very excited because our daughter just texted us today to let us know she's flying in tonight to surprise us for New Year's. Happy New Year's. I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you make me a sandwich?
Yeah.
and so she just got through security there in California. It's 5 o'clock. So she's got about an hour and a half wait before she gets on the plane. But then coming this way, she picks up time, so that's why she gets here so late.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because it's like a 2.5-hour flight. But 3.5 when you add that extra time. The hour.
Something she comes, like that.
She's going to travel. She's going to time travel. Back in time, 1 hour.
I am very excited, too, Dina Jo, because this is going to be great.
Well, and it's good for her. She's growing. She's
can't
learning.
Believe it. Yep.
She's being forced to be an adult and do adult things.
Mm-hmm. And she's being blessed by it.
Well, we all are.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all blessed by whoever this person is that we will find out.
I can't believe it.
And you guys will all get to hear from her.
Yeah.
That'll come up when she gets here.
Absolutely. That's so fantastic. Oh!
All right. So what are some of the New Year's things that we should have at our New Year's party on New Year's Day at noon? Should we have, like, sausages? I love those little sausages, those little smokies.
Yeah.
We could have little smokies.
Huh. Yeah.
Just regular, or nachos.
We should have a wedge salad on a stick.
Wedge salad on a stick? I like it.
It's a little, like on a skewer.
Yeah.
You put a little chunk of lettuce.
Yep.
And then a little tomato, a little piece of bacon.
I'm down.
Dip it in.
You'll make those while I'm at work?
I make everything while you're at work.
Perfect. I'll write that down. Wedge. Does that have a D in it?
Mm-hmm.
W-E-D-G or G-D? Wedged. Wedged.
Wedged. W-E-D-G-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
W-G-D just sounds wrong. Wedged.
Yeah. W-E-D-G-E-D. Yeah.
Chicken tacos in the Instapot that goes with our wedged salad.
Oh, it does.
What is that like? Little smokies for Christmas dinner.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's really cool, you little classy cupcake. It doesn't have to be rigid. You know what I mean? Little kids, if you want the kids want to have pig in the blankets or smokies for Christmas dinner, you don't have to have ham and something fancy.
Eat
do it
whatever you want.
Make new traditions.
You know, I love it when we just do that spray cheese.
I freaking love spray cheese
on the crackers.
New Year's spray cheese.
New Year's spray cheese.
Okay.
Little smokies, wedges.
New Year's
spray cheese.
Yes.
Chicken tacos.
Chicken tacos in the Instapot. Gotta do a chicken Instapot taco. Yeah, this could be great. This could be a good party. Because no one's working.
Come?
I don't know who's going to come.
Is everybody off?
I would assume everyone is off on New Year's Day. So if you can't stay up late, New Year's night, New Year's Eve, like most adults.
Ooh, bean dip.
Then we do it at noon on New Year's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Party starts 10 a.m.
We are going to have an Instapot party, Mary. We're going to have two.
Oh, yeah, that's on the list, too. The Instapot party dates, she's going to do.
We're going to do two. We're going to do one in January and one in February.
All right, and how are you going to do it? We'll come back to this New Year's thing. Are you going to have everybody come and bring a main dish, so you'll have five main dishes?
No, I thought this is what I'm going to do. Because there's so many people who want to come, I got to do two parties.
Okay.
You're going to bring your Instapot. You're going to bring all your favorite things that you love to make, all the ingredients you need to make it. And we're going to set up little Instapot stations around the house.
Okay.
So that you got to go walk around and check out everybody's Instapot. And then when they're done, you eat a little bit, eat a little bit, eat a little bit.
So we're going to have an Instapot crawl?
Yeah.
I like it. So Are you going to limit it to only three appetizers and three mains and three desserts, or it's just a free-for-all?
I think it should just be a free-for-all.
Make your favorite thing, whatever it's going to be. And there may be two or three appetizers and six. How many pots are you going to have?
I think like 10 and 10.
And now Mary says she's a novice, the beginner, and so she's going to feel very intimidated. You know, she's going to come all in here with, you know, with noodles, and someone else is making beef Wellington in there.
Yeah, that's the point.
Ah, that's the point, to be immersed in the education.
Because I'm a newbie, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I just made some freaking white chicken chili last night, and it was amazing.
Oh, no, Mary said she's a pro, so she don't want me slowed down and mucked up by any of these newbies. Oh, I see where you're coming. She don't want to try no crappy dishes. She's not bringing her beef Wellington to a macaroni and cheese party, is what she said.
Hey, you know what? Don't knock the mac and cheese. That's funny.
What constitutes a pro? You've made a steak in there? I don't know.
Did you... Maybe what constitutes a pro is they put it all in and the burritos come out.
Oh, like I saw in the
picture.
They
come rolled out of the Instapot.
You throw all that stuff in there.
Tortilla wrapped around it. All comes burrito supreme tucked right inside.
Freak Child says he's a pro too.
What? Not a pro.
I'm not a pro at all. We've only used ours
at eating. Delicious food.
I have only made three things, right?
No, more
four,
than that.
Five tops.
Yeah.
Well, we made beans twice, and the first time, I could have powered a balloon. I could have saved the Hindenburg.
Yeah.
And then the second time,
that was 15 beans.
The second time, it went pretty good.
Yeah,
I think so.
So we'll do the Instapot party. I'm going to do it towards the end of January, just to give a little time from all the holidays.
No, that makes sense.
You know,
last part of January.
Recoup, yeah.
I want to try the orange chicken.
Mm.
I want to try something like that, or I would like to try something like the Chick-fil-A chicken tenders, or, you know what I mean, or something.
Mm.
Some sort of chicken.
Can you fry chicken in there?
I think you can put oil in it and fry, like a fryer.
I don't know.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken does it in their big giant pressure cooker pot. I don't know. Does anyone out know? Can you deep fry in an Instapot?
Right. I guess that's a Google.
Is it a Google, or do we have an Instapotter here?
Instapot
that
expert
knows what to do.
I don't know.
I know think so. She said, I know think so.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. Well, we're going to find out, because I'm going to deep fry something. I think you probably could.
Well, anyways, so we'll do that, and then we'll do one in February. Maybe we could.
Maybe a lover's Instapot party?
Yeah,
couples only?
No.
Maybe some fluffy shoes? We all eat Instapot in our house robes?
I don't know. Our house gets very static electricity charged. Mm-hmm.
Shock me.
That's all we need is shocking.
Yeah, something like that.
Pop the breaker.
That's not a bad idea. A Valentine's, like a lover's Instapot party. And we do lover's meals, like chewy, chewy mac and cheese. Oh, wow. This came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe like, what was that? Lava chocolate cake. Chocolate lava cake.
Oh, cake. She says no.
No.
She says no.
No.
Because it makes steam. It'll explode. Maybe that's how people are making them explode.
It has a... Because it doesn't do the... Right. Like the old school ones used to do.
Right.
Because old school.
I don't know.
It kind of had a rocker on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and then we could do the lover night.
Sure.
Okay, we'll think about that.
We'll think about it. Let us know what you think. We should do a pink flamingo party.
Right. We're also thinking. But when do we do all these parties? We just have to have one a month.
That will have to be more in the springtime.
That's an April thing.
Yeah, maybe May, depending on the weather.
Oh, my God.
What?
What are we going to do for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, I don't know.
Holy balls.
I know, right? Do we
get
our own
float? I just thought of that. Well, I don't think I have time to get a float now.
Parade.
I wonder what the deadline is.
I don't know what that
We
like.
Should. Yeah, a little rinky-dink. We'll just get every Volkswagen owner I know or something.
That's funny.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
I don't know, but it will be nice to not be downtown.
Downtown on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and out in the traffic craziness.
Maybe that's when we have our party.
But it's a pink flamingo party on St. Patrick's
no,
Day?
No, green flamingo party.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't want a bunch.
I'm trying to shake it up.
I don't want a bunch of green flamingos.
You don't want a bunch of Irish hanging around?
No, I don't mind that. It's the green flamingos.
You know
that I don't
how
want.
They get. Oh, guys, they get crazy.
They do get crazy.
Bunch of Irish.
That's funny.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know. That's all I thought would be fun. Right now, I'm just working on my day after New Year's party.
Right. Because that's happening.
That is happening.
Okay.
I'm having me a party.
The day.
Ariel's going to be here.
Yeah.
I'll text the boy.
Yeah.
See if he would like to come and bring some streamers.
Right.
Yep.
He's going to have to make them.
No, he will.
Because he's got no money to
That's
buy
fine. Him. He can buy news. He can get a newspaper and tear them into strips. Make his own confetti.
Like
old school 1920s confetti.
Oh yeah, it's 2020, baby.
That's right. It's
I
20.
Love it.
You're blowing my mind right now. The 2020 party.
Yeah.
Everyone has to wear glasses, so we all have 2020 vision. Because I know mine's fading.
Oh, what?
So I'm going to find some over there, and I'm going to wear them.
Give me a break.
What if we all have to wear noses? We've got all those noses out there. New nose in a 2020. If you come to my 2020 New Year's party that's 24 hours after the New Year's 28th day, you have to wear a nose.
Oh, yeah. We have noses.
We'll wear noses.
It'll be a 2020 nose party.
2020 nose party 24 hours after the New Year.
Yeah.
It'll be the first nose party of the year.
12 hours after.
12 hours. The first nose party of the year.
And yeah, our noses are pretty fun.
Our noses are very fun.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
How many do we got?
24?
12?
No.
12 noses.
No.
It could be a nose mustache party.
I think there's 12 in a box.
I think there's 6.
Well, shoot.
That's okay.
We'll mix them around. One's really long.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I feel like you and I are just sitting here talking to ourselves. We're just on a tangent here. okay, that's going to happen. And then we'll have all these other parties down the road, except for the Instapot party is going to happen.
Yeah, in January.
In January, for sure.
I'll send them a Facebook Evite.
Yes, right.
Party thing.
So and we have some
make sure
stuff.
That you... Are friends with us on Facebook.
We've got some things here that need to go out into the mail.
Yeah.
That are going out. We know that you didn't.
Oh, there's some socks.
Some
in
people
there.
That did not get a. Their Christmas card didn't make it. And so we're.
Oh, yeah.
Came back
wrong,
to us.
Wrong address.
Wrong address.
We've had 3 so far.
Yeah.
That's not bad out of like 150.
So we're trying to get those back out. Yeah.
Don't cut your tongue.
Oh, that would be horrible, right? Paper
yep.
cut.
Yeah.
And then this is a CD.
Right.
That was requested.
Yes.
Because the Grove CDs are there, available. You've never had anyone throw you a party? Well, sandwich. It's a party.
What?
Day after, it's 12 hour after New Year's party.
Party. Say that.
I don't understand that either. I wasn't going to draw attention to it.
It makes but me you, sad when people I mean, don't have parties.
Yeah, we got that.
I throw a lot of parties for people.
What do you do on New Year's Day?
Right?
You're coming here for your party. Now it's just became a birthday party.
Yeah, right?
A 2020 birthday party, 12 hours after the New Year party.
Oh, man. Classy little cupcake has to wear a nose and a mustache.
A nose and a mustache, a birthday hat.
We'll get a hat.
And a tutu.
I have a tutu.
Yeah, and she's wearing one.
Woop, woop, woop.
Yep, for sure. And Dina, you're coming.
Yes.
Do a coffin? Why would you get her a coffin?
Coffee.
Oh, we need to do coffee, Heather, for your birthday. Hey, stop making dates in our chat. Okay? Keep it to your website, ladies.
I love it. They're friends.
She said she will wear whatever we want.
Oh, or careful what you wish for.
Or don't want her to.
That's right.
Yeah, because I have the smallest little top hat.
That is funny.
Tina says she's in if she can have a tutu.
Oh,
as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this just became a rager. And what's great is it's in the middle of the day.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Lyft will be cheap.
It will be cheap.
Everything mostly will be open.
I think it's great.
It's a brilliant idea.
You could still have mimosas. You could have screwdrivers.
You could have beer, whiskey,
you
can shots.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. It's a full on New Year's Eve party at noon. Okay. Yeah, because we're old. We can't stay up till freaking midnight.
No.
No. Even if I didn't have to work, we probably wouldn't stay up.
We stayed up till midnight last year.
That's because we had a house full of people. We had no choice. But I was ready for them to leave at 10.
I know.
But we for sure need to do this, especially because of Classy Little Cupcake's birthday.
Yeah.
She needs to come over and celebrate with us.
Yes.
And we'll have a cupcake.
Yes, we'll have some cupcakes. I'll make some cupcakes.
And we'll put like a one candle in every cupcake.
Okay.
Because I think she turned 26.
Yeah.
26, I think.
20.
Two?
She's 20.
20. I think she's 20.
Yeah. She's barely old enough to drink.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's the plan. those of you who know where we live, you know what's happening. I don't know. That sounds dangerous. We moved. Yeah, we moved. Actually, we just moved.
And we just
sent out a Christmas card. That's why I know. I just thought of that, too. And so, you know what? It's been this move since Christmas. It's kept us so busy. Shit. Actually, bad caller. Prank caller.
I love it. That's right. That is right.
Oh, man. let's see. Crazy Carol's in the room. So sunny. Hopefully. We just got here.
That is hilarious, man. You're a nut job. Listen, if you are crashing, you better bring something with you.
Oh, my.
It's totally fine,
gosh.
But better.
Well,
better bring something.
It's a New Year's party at noon. Anything could happen. 2020.
2020, baby.
It's a whole new world.
It's going to be an amazing year.
It's a whole new world. But boy, that move. It's quite the move we did. Yep, for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. We just thought that same thing, Classy Little Cupcake. That's why we moved.
That is so great, man.
You just don't think about things. Listen, that's what, 150 people.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We had like 100 at the Halloween party.
Totally. I feel like I got glitter in my mouth.
You do.
Because I picked up those Christmas cards and the glitter kind of...
And then you licked the envelope.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Because you have some right on your lip now.
I have it all over me. I have green glitter on my side of the table. You have gold on yours.
That's true. I do.
That's
What's up, GK? 66. It looks like Garner, maybe. Garner. I'm excited about the new year. I've got a resolution that I've already decided.
Oh, resolution.
I don't know if you want to hear it or not. I could tell you.
Sure.
It's pretty simple. I wanted to set the bar kind of low.
What is it?
Just to do some push-ups.
Your push-up challenge?
Yeah. See, the word challenge makes it feel like a challenge. And so I'm trying not to use the word challenge. What I am trying to use is my
That's good, Gina Joe.
My push-up choices. I'm gonna just try and do a couple push-ups a day.
Okay.
And it, like the first day I might do six, and the second day I might do well, I'll probably do six for a while, and then maybe do 10.
Dina Joel has glitter, finds it in little places.
Oh, it's still makes on her person?
Yeah, makes her think of me. Wow. And I love that. That's because there's a little swallow in your house now.
Yep. Let's see. So we have a question here from Edward, and that's Edgar. That's Edgar right there. I recognize the weird letters and the E. How did you know you guys were meant for each other? Well, once Shayna took the duct tape off my mouth, I thought, okay, I'm staying here forever.
I feel like it was the other way around, but okay.
I don't know, Edgar. We just met on Friday, and then we just never stopped hanging out. We're just still hanging out.
Yeah.
We're still working on it, Edgar. We'll let you know. You know, we're still seeing where this is going to go.
See what's going to happen.
You know, it's worked out so far these 20 years, but you know.
You know.
Anything can happen. I have no idea. God put us together. We were lucky and we were blessed.
Yeah.
And we were open to it at the moment without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what
it
is.
And jumped at it.
Make a promise, not a resolution. Mm. See, promises still sound heavy. So try to make a mild commitment to change. You know, like, just try to be different. I'm going to try and add some push-ups into my life, but I'm going to do something else even more important than that.
What?
We're going to try and do stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do stuff.
Remember that part?
More stuff.
We're going to try and do at least one thing a month that's Colorado or out of the house or out of our comfort zone or different or something.
Right.
Once a month. 12 things in the next year. Different.
12 different things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell.
What the hell?
But we're going to do them, and everyone's going to know about them. We're going to invite everyone along with us.
They could come.
Carol, Crazy Carol, see, she's going. She's doing the dry January thing or the dry 2 weeks of January thing.
Yeah.
Don't start right away because you don't want to miss that 12-hour after New Year's party. You want to wait till the second day.
Yeah, that's right. That's funny.
How have we not killed each other? You know, Edgar, that's a great question because we can spend 24 hours a day together.
Yeah.
Does it tolerance or just damn love? Is it both?
Because
that get annoying.
What do you think? I don't know. I never liked anyone as much as I like Sean.
Yeah, me either. I mean, as far as you go, I mean, I've never met anyone I liked as much as you.
I
never met anyone who liked me as much as you like me.
I like you a lot.
And that makes me like you a lot.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Right from the start. I mean, I was crazy, kind of kooky, nutso, and in a weird life when we met.
Yeah.
And you just liked me all the way around.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Like you.
Yeah. So I think that's how we not kill each other or drive each other crazy is because I never gets that far.
Yeah. We fight.
Well,
we have arguments. Yeah. With disagreements.
But it's mostly about my bad attitude.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We just work. So Freak says his wife was his co-host for a while.
We truly fight.
Only
yes,
for
Mary.
A while?
Sometimes we have. Well, listen, I've helped him raise children that aren't mine.
Yeah.
There's going to be arguments and fights.
Right, and then that's also from my perspective on that. She's raising children that aren't hers, so she's going to get the most patience and I don't know, love from me that I can give.
Yeah.
Because you've given and sacrificed so much just to be with me.
I think but when we do have fights, we keep it very close.
Civil.
Yeah, and close to your chest, you know what I mean? You don't talk about it. You don't post about it. You don't definitely don't go tell other girlfriends about it. You just work it out.
Right. You always keep it just between the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you put it out in the world, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, and it taints everyone's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mary and everyone else to think that we don't fight because we don't fight. We have arguments about stupid stuff.
Yeah. Yep, we...
Now, social media fast would be great.
Yeah.
I like that. Edgar, why do you want to choke her out? I get that. I guess. I don't know. I never want to choke you out.
Yeah, I don't ever feel truly annoyed with you where, yeah. like, I'm like, oh, my God, you're in this room right now. I don't ever feel like that with you. I do sometimes with other people and yeah. have even with the children.
Yeah.
But not with you.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I truly appreciate you. And I truly value you. And I truly want you in my life.
Well, I'm sure that other people, they do too. But, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, but they feel the same way. But.
I'm just saying this is what my daily choices go off.
Oh, right. Exactly. It's a lot of daily choices. Yeah. That's what it is. Maybe yeah. that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been times, of course, when we're angry with each other.
Yeah.
But it's a daily choice to not, you know, whatever, let it go that far.
Right. Well,
married 30 years. GK there.
Oh, see? Very nice.
So exactly, I think
good job.
That person can speak to the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
It's daily choices of affirmation that this is the person that I love no matter what happens.
Right, choosing to make that same conscious decision
and
every day.
I'm going to fight right now with this person, but it changes nothing about my love or commitment to them.
Right.
There's no fight that could bust us.
No.
You know what I mean? That's how.
Yeah.
But sure, everyone has days, Edgar. You're 5 years in.
Yeah.
You're just a baby.
Yeah.
You're just sprouting.
We're still babies.
You're a little marriage sprouter.
We're only
Crazy 20. Carol's working on 33 as well.
Awesome.
So
that's amazing.
That's what that's what I strive for.
Yep.
These 20 years have gone so fast.
And they've been so fun.
So fun and so fast. And now we're moving into this whole new journey together.
47 years.
Shut up.
Yep. I love that. My parents have been married 56 years.
Sunny. Awesome.
Yep.
That's amazing. Yeah, yep, exactly. You got to be good at just letting stuff go right away and never holding grudges. Right on,
yeah,
Dina.
No grudge holding.
Yep.
No.
And if you just work out of that kind of place, you know, time goes by fast. You just have a good time.
You know what I think the hardest thing to do in a marriage is grow and change with each other.
Right.
I think that can be the end to a lot of relationships.
Right.
You know, either a lot of growth or no growth, or growth and then you don't know how to handle the growth.
Right.
You know.
One person's growing and then the other person feels like they're not. And
right.
so it can become resentful.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. But you gotta grow.
Gotta grow together.
You gotta do things. You gotta be different things.
People change.
Yeah.
Wow.
You always work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. My parents are amazing. And they...
Yes, they are.
They still flirt. My dad still grabs my mom's butt.
Yeah,
he does. They still flirt. They like each other.
It's a tad bit off-putting, but he does do it. He does.
I don't find it off-putting,
well,
but
cause you're
I
used
grew
to
up
it.
With it.
Right, you
my
grew
parents
up with
would
it.
Make out in the kitchen. They'd dance in the kitchen.
Yeah. Now, I have seen your parents dance
mm-hmm.
On several occasions. It's been a while, quite
yeah.
a few years. They were good. They were good dancers. Like,
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
Like, they probably spent their times in the juke joints or
yep.
whatever they did them, or the
yep.
the KC Hall
I don't know.
Dance in the big band, and she wore the big dresses.
Dresses,
and he
absolutely.
Wore the bolo tie, probably. I could see your dad as a bolo tie guy with the turquoise.
He definitely was later in life.
Yeah.
I don't know when he was younger. Very good looking, though. Yeah, that's fun.
Well, yep.
That's my whole thing.
We got to learn how to dance, man.
I know. We're going to learn how to dance this year. That's
one of the things on
that's
the 12th.
On the list.
Learn how to dance and then go enter a dance competition.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that some of the schools do that
yeah.
automatically when you take the classes.
Kachuga. We're doing that. That's one of the things we're going to do in 2020, compete in a dance competition.
Oh, great.
Oh, what if we sang the national anthem as a duet?
No. You know what I mean? No way.
I would not allow that anyways.
I
that
know.
would be blasphemous.
No way. Give me a break.
You could sing it on your own, though.
Sing it with you.
Maybe you could
Only
sing
Only Ariel
it.
Sings with you.
I've got two national anthem gigs this year so far.
Oh, yeah,
I've
we're
got
going
the
to
the stock show on the 21st or the.
Of January.
Yeah. And then I've got season opener for the Mile High Blaze, I believe.
Oh, fun.
Female.
The female football.
Football, yeah.
They're crazy.
I don't know, that's WNFL. I don't think it is, but. Allie, she says she teaches dance classes. Whatever. I didn't know how to do the robot, Allie. Thank you very much.
That's funny.
I can also do the worm. Marlon was over here yesterday saying he was breakdancing at a party. I'd have paid $100 to see that.
That's funny.
Breakdancing, spinning around on the floor. Yeah. I want to see Marlon doing that.
Yeah. Dressed as Lando.
Dressed as Lando Calrissian.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And look at the end of that scene. Lando is wearing Han Solo's clothing. I'm telling you, when they take him off and he's carbon froze, he's naked in the carbon froze. But he can't be naked because then when Leia thaws him,
he has clothes on.
Oh, that can't be good. There's only one person that rings the doorbell in this house when they come here, and that's across the street neighbor Joe. I'm going. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. What is happening here? I would be awesome to see Marlon breakdancing and doing, yes, that's right, doing his spin in the fire. Poyo. Ah, I love it.
Hello.
Hi,
classic. Oh,
God. I was
on my big heart. Oh, how funny.
I'll swing by for like 1 second.
Classy little cupcake is here.
It's my Wonder Woman stamp.
Hello, hello. Come in.
Surprise.
I love it. This all is right. So great. Yeah, absolutely. You got to say hi.
Hi, everybody.
It's Classy Little Cupcake.
That's funny.
This is so great.
Oh, boy.
I'm opening this card right now while you're standing here. This is so amazing.
It's nothing spectacular. Oh, it'll match this, though.
Yeah,
the robins. The tablecloth is robins.
Oh, I love it.
But in the 17th century, these robins would have been dead. Because that was the sentimental thing to do, is to give cards with dead birds on. Read the card. What's it say?
I love it. Why do I have to read it out loud?
You don't have to. Just the bottom part.
It says, Heather, classy little cupcake.
Did I say something naughty?
No.
I can't remember if I did or not.
No, but a little bit of, you know... Keep it a little bit private. Just
yeah, of course.
Bit.
A mystery.
Yay! It matches. It's so great. We love birds, you know.
I'm obsessed with birds. I have birds in every single room in my house,
oh,
honestly.
I love that.
Really?
I do.
That's very cool.
It's creepy to some people.
Yeah.
It's sentimental. I learned about it. That the dead birds, I'm serious, in the 1700s and Victorian times, they would send out images so that they would... They would create some sentimental feeling towards the family who sent them.
Yep.
My grandfather was obsessed with birds.
Ah.
And so I just have birds everywhere.
That's okay.
It.
Birds are fine.
I have birds and frogs.
Hello.
What else?
Hello.
Dina
Jones.
Hello.
But she's here.
Is it Dina?
Yes. She is here.
Hi, guys.
What up, sister?
You guys are funny. So you guys, did you know each other before this?
No.
Are you guys met in this chat room?
Yes.
On this podcast?
Yes.
Yes. Just from you guys.
And since then, we've realized that we have a love of dogs. And
yes,
we were talking on like a post that I made on Facebook the other day of getting together and having lunch sometime soon.
Yeah, I saw it. There's coffee date there.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Because I saw it's her birthday tomorrow.
That's so great.
Happy birthday.
Nice.
And you brought us a card.
I did.
I love how this works.
Literally, it has been in my purse for 3 weeks.
Really?
I'm like, shit, I'm right. My roommate is a mail carrier.
Oh, how funny.
And it's been in my purse. It's ridiculous.
Now that's funny.
I go to the thrift store all the time with a trunk full of stuff to donate, and I never freaking go to the
back. Don't you hate that?
I hate that.
All the time.
And leave it in your car forever.
Yeah,
I love it.
Just drag it around. All right, well, listen, the invite is open on New Year's.
Absolutely.
If you want to come over.
I actually have, after tomorrow, I do have to work tomorrow, but after that, I'm off for 6 days.
There you go. So New Year's Day.
It works out perfectly.
The 12 after New Year's party.
And
now that I
and birthday party.
I came over here and stalked you. And you actually let me in your house.
Yeah, which,
absolutely.
Which after I let you in, I was rethinking. I probably shouldn't have let this crazy lady in. Long, dark coat flashing a card at me. Ooh, card. Ooh, card. Shiny thing.
Well, okay, the card didn't doesn't say FBI or CIA.
Yeah.
He wasn't even reading it.
I don't know.
But the look on your face, I should have had my phone
You should have.
That was...
When I saw that it wasn't the neighbor Joe, who's the only person that ever rings the doorbell, I was super confused.
Did you see that I said it's not Joe?
No, of course not. I did not see that.
She typed it in.
But that would tell me nothing.
Right.
I saw it.
Awesome.
That was like right before you answered the door. So
that is so great, man.
Awesome.
I love it.
All right.
It.
Well, how you found where we moved to, I don't know. Very intuitive of you.
You know, very us crazy, intuitive. Crazy cupcake ladies with New Year's birthdays, we just know how to find people.
Yeah, yeah. You must work for Zillow or something.
You're actually.
Awesome. The dogs are don't even
think. Oh, well, I have a big, huge bloodhound golden retriever.
Oh, my God.
I'm used to
big dogs. Big dogs.
No,
not little yappy
way.
Dogs.
Not us.
He's a beast.
No, thanks.
He's a
All right.
Beast.
Well, we were just about wrapped up, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is a great way to end it.
It's a great way to end it. Yeah,
absolutely
exactly.
Absolutely it is.
Hit us up, you know, if you want to come to the 12 hours after New Year's party on New Year's Day. That's what we're doing.
For some day drinking.
Yep. You guys can carpool here.
Absolutely.
And it's a birthday party for Classic Little Cupcake. Our daughter will be in town.
Yes.
Because of someone who bought her a plane ticket. That's how she was able to come home for New Year's.
So awesome. I can't even. It's so awesome.
I can't wait.
That's
going
to be so exciting for you guys.
I know.
She's so, you could tell just in some of the things that you guys are saying that she really misses.
Oh, she is so homesick.
Yes.
So homesick.
Today, make sure to make her a potato.
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Both a sweet and a regular.
That's all she's got. Right. Yeah. We'll send her back with a bag.
Yeah.
Her cat will be a carry-on. Yeah. But we'll do a podcast with her so everyone get a chance to meet her.
That'd yeah, absolutely.
That'd all right.
Fun. It'll be fun to hear everything about her.
Oh, yes, my God. Awesome.
And all her new fun adventures out there.
Please,
that
dog.
That's going to be the best. She's on the couch. She's barking from the couch.
Okay.
She's old lady.
I'm going to let you guys go.
We're going to let you go, actually. We're leaving first.
Bye, Dina.
We're ending this. You can't leave before us. We're ending this show.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and Wednesday.
We'll see you New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Okay, bring them on Wednesday.
That's right.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so great.
Okay, cool beans.
Sorry.
No worries.
I work in Lakewood. Today.
All right, guys, we're taking off. Have a great night. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.